Hey, everyone. My name is Matt Jones. I'm the preaching minister here at the Hilldale Church of Christ, and we're watching Organic Christianity. Now, what Organic Christianity is this is a time where we're going to be looking at the Bible and seeing the Bible for what it truly is, trying to understand the true meaning of scriptures, to be able to apply them correctly to our lives. And we're going to be going throughout a series on the Beatitudes of Revelation. Now, as I have been studying through Revelation, I have noticed some fascinating things, and as you can imagine, you get to have these moments where you're seeing these visions of John and this true revelation that God is providing John so that he can deliver this to this people during the time of the Roman Empire, the harsh persecution that they would be going through. And you find these moments in Revelation, which I thought is so cool, where you have these Beatitudes. Sometimes we think of the Beatitudes, we think of Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus is beginning his Sermon on the Mount, and he uses these blessed are those statements. Well, you find those same type of statements, these Beatitudes, in the book of Revelation. And over the next 4 weeks, I want to go through these and dig into really what John is saying through these verses, these Beatitudes, and help us apply that same message to our life, because that word blessed is so powerful. And the first verse I want to look at today is Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. In your Bibles, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, as we begin Revelation, we're seeing what John has to say, and he says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near." Now, what I love about this verse is that it's easily broken down. At the very beginning, he says, "Blessed is he." There's our beatitude phrase. And the word blessed, I love how this one dictionary defines it. It says, it is one who has God's kingdom in their heart. See, sometimes our translators will see this word as happy. Happy is the one. Well, especially in the context of Revelation, I don't think anybody's about to be really happy about what John's about to write in this particular prophecy. And that's why I think this definition is so better fitting to what is truly this word's meaning. Blessed is the person who has God's kingdom in their heart, who is a part of this world, who lives in this world, but we're not being conformed to this world. We're focused on God. It's like what James talks about, how it's the implanted word which is able to save our souls, right? You have that word of God planted on your heart. His kingdom is on your heart. Now, who is this person? And I love what John does here in the book of Revelation. He says, at the very beginning, blessed is he, the one who has God's kingdom on their heart, is the one who reads and the one who hears the words of this prophecy. Now, this prophecy, which we're not going to dive all the way into Revelation, but it's this message of conquering and overcoming all of this persecution that's about to happen against these Christians during the first and second century of the Roman Empire. And so he is saying, you need to be one who reads and who hears these words. But not only that, you need to keep the things that are in it. You know, Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 are these letters to the churches. And there's some churches that are in need of changing some things, repenting and turning back to what God really wants them to do. But there's also some that are doing well. And then there's some that are doing just downright terrible. And they need to be the ones that hear the words and read the words and keep those words. See, it's one thing to hear God's message. Maybe you're coming to a Sunday morning worship service and the preacher's getting up there and he's preaching a message and you're listening and you're just taking all the information in. and then you just go home and don't change. You would just simply be hearing, but John takes it a bit further. Not only are you hearing those words, but you're reading these words. And not only you're reading these words, you're doing these words. You're keeping the words. You see, another idea here is this is a message of hope throughout the book of Revelation. And how blessed would you be during this day and age, this time in the first century, the second century, even the third century, how blessed would you be knowing the hope that you have, that God ultimately wins in the end? Not only is God going to win when we find Revelation chapter 19 after he's just defeated the great harlot, but we'll also find in Revelation 20 where God's going to ultimately win against Satan. That message of hope will help throughout a lot of trials, the trials that they were facing. But can I also take this as a principle that it will also help us? So not only do you need to read the words, do you need to hear the words, but you need to keep those words and plant them on your heart. Apply them to your life. I've always found it easier for me to memorize God's word when I'm able to do God's word. Does that make sense? So the idea that, you know, when we make application to our, if I can truly bring it into my life, I will have a better understanding of that scripture. And I think John is trying to get to that in this verse, this very first beatitude, is you will be so blessed. You will be one who has God's kingdom on your heart. If you'll hear the words, you'll read the words, and you'll keep them. You'll implant them. And a part of an implanting them is doing them. Do these words. And he gives us a time frame here, for the time is near. For those Christians in the first, second, and third century, the time was very near. They were about to be in the middle of all this just horrible persecution. But can I be encouraging of us too? Our time is near as well. Whether we die or whether Jesus comes back, our time is near. So that same principle still rings true for us. And so I want to leave us with this question today, and I want you to ponder it as we think about this first beatitude. Will you be someone who has God's kingdom on your heart? Will you be the person who is trying to read his word, hear his words, and keep those words, implanting them on your heart, and trying to meditate daily on his scriptures and focusing on the hope that we have? Because that is going to be so important for us moving forward each and every day. I hope this has been encouraging to you, and thank you for just going through one verse with me and diving into what John has to say. I hope this will be a message that hits home for you today. I love getting to look at scriptures and just seeing it for what it is and being able to dig into what God wants us to know. Again, I hope you have a wonderful day and a blessed week.